Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. It's good to be with you. Thank you for sharing your time with us and tuning in to our broadcast. If you're a regular listener, you already know what we're all about. If you're not, if this is your first time or you just maybe a couple of times, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, we're a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c3 group. We advocate for freedom, liberty, upholding the Constitution, free enterprise, all the good things that our country was founded on. And we have watchdog groups. We keep an eye on our elected officials, trying to hold them accountable. Problem is, we got more that need accountability than we've got to cover them. So if you're looking for
new members, welcome right, with open arms.
If you're looking for an opportunity to participate in holding them accountable, we'll welcome you in. And even if you're not, we still welcome you in. We have monthly meetings. Third Tuesday of every month is open to the public. It's at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern, and we haven't reached our maximum capacity of 299, I think it is, is the maximum capacity, but we've gone over half that way. So we have really interesting meetings. Last week, I was on vacation in the Outer Banks, and Hal and Rainer, they were up in the mountains. I don't know what Bob and Mary were doing.
We were staying home.
Holding down the fort.
Holding down the fort, yeah.
So they were slumming it.
Okay. I see, you saw through that. Yes.
And the rest of them were off busy doing things. So we just re-ran the show from the prior week.
It was a good one. Really good.
It was an excellent show. Our cybersecurity expert, Doug, gave us an update. He's part of Mike Lindell's cyber forensic experts group that is investigating the audit on the election.
And Rick, I think we're really, really fortunate that he's a member of CCTA, because we get the straight scoop. Now, I know he's had to go silent for a while, but I fully expect that in the end we'll know a whale of a lot more than we'd be likely to in any other position.
Right.
I want to say something about that going silent, because I believe the reason that he's silent right now is that he's an expert witness in a court case.
Yep.
That does have something to do with it, and he's also very busy analyzing data.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to let him take time to do that.
Rick, you know, along with that, analyzing data, he's not analyzing based on a partisan perspective. He's analyzing based on how poorly Dominion and other organizations have run the collection and distribution of election data. That it was not, there was no chain of custody. There was no accountability for individuals. This is not a partisan issue. This is an integrity issue.
Yeah, and he said time and time again that he wants to get to the truth, wherever that leads.
But he's made the statement that your vote is not as well protected as your money in the bank is.
That's right. Yeah. And folks, I mean, just ask yourself, if there was no problem with the election, if everything was above board and it was a true and honest and accurate election, why are they trying so daggone hard to keep them from finding out anything?
Yep.
Why are they not transparent with the data?
Because they're guilty as sin. That's right. Why.
So,
I firmly believe that if we don't get to the bottom of it, find out what happened, who did it, have arrests made, have trials held, have penalties appropriate to whatever anybody's proven to have done, and then fix our election systems to where those possibilities are cut off, we'll never have another fair election again. We will have lost our republic. We will have lost our liberty. Right. This is not small potatoes.
And about the only way that's going to happen is if we go back to paper ballots only.
Yep.
I like the purple thumb thing that they did in Iraq. I think there's
could we have another in. Color? I don't care for purple.
Okay. Well, I'm a back up a little bit here and do the introductions. Everybody already jumped in and took off, but just so you'll know who it is, we got Bob and Mary Griswold.
Oh, you're talking to me? Oh, yes.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello.
Hello.
And Mary Griswold, Right Wing Granny, rightwinggranny.com, a very conservative blog, lots of hits every day, very popular. You also hear her on with Lockwood Phillips every now and then.
107.1 on Wednesdays at about
8:30, 8:35. It's
A.M.
A.M. And it's either
FM.
Well, FM. I'm sorry.
Time.
In the morning. In the morning.
Confusing. And it, that's and on FM radio at 8:35 a.m.
In the morning. on Wednesdays.
All right. And we have Hal James.
Hey there.
And Rainer James.
Hello.
Hal is our vice chair. He's in charge of putting together our program. So have you got information on the upcoming?
I have an idea and then working on it, and I think it'll be a real good meeting. I'm not ready to announce what in case I have to switch to something else, but what I'm hoping to do is have our representatives in the General Assembly, a number of them, come and talk to us about what's been done so far in the General Assembly.
You're as bad as our current administration.
Well, I had to hedge a little bit because it's not all set up yet.
Well, I know you said, I don't want to say what, and then you say what.
I don't want to say specifically who's coming, who's not coming, and what they're talking about.
You confused me. You said you didn't want to say what.
I'm glad you straightened it out. It probably confused our listeners,
I'm
too.
I'm glad it confused you because sometimes we have conversations, and I get confused, and he thinks it was just absolutely plain.
Yeah. Well, that's been going on for about 65 years.
Well, that's normal. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say anything, but and his lovely wife, Rainer James.
Hey.
Rainer is co-chair of our Legislative Action Committee with Gladys Sussel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been in that role. Well, she's been chair for quite a while, and she's had to take on some help. It's a big job. She's also a membership. You still hold that title, don't you?
Yes, but the thing between this radio program and our page in the County Compass are the two things that I enjoy doing the most.
Right.
I'm willing to do anything we need done. I do windows and floors, but the things that I just love are this program and the camaraderie that we have and working on the paper with Connie and other CCTA writers.
Right. She does a great job of that. Connie Hanna does the Trump report card in our newspaper column, and she's been doing that for quite a while. And she passes that on to Rainer, and then Rainer gets other submissions from some of the other members and representatives and whatever. She puts it all together, makes it look good, and submits it to the County Compass. So she works hard at that.
Rick, you mentioned that we had a good meeting at Stanley Hall Ballroom, our last meeting. And one of the things I'd just like to mention again is that as we acknowledged our sponsors and had little certificates that had been made out and framed and given to them, and they all seemed so appreciative of that, and we appreciate them and really glad
that
wanted them to know it, and I'm glad that they enjoyed it,
right,
too.
Yeah, we have some wonderful sponsors. They've been loyal to us, and they keep us going on the air here. And we do appreciate it and recommend that you visit them. I'm sure a number of you already do, like Moore's Barbecue. Oh, my gosh, it's great barbecue. And Professional Auto, if you ever need to get your automobile taken care of, the Professional Auto name is synonymous with what you're going to get.
Dr. J. Singleton's another one with... You know, 70 East Palm. I didn't bring the list with me, but they're great.
All right, 70 East Palm. If you're looking for firearms, they're one of the larger dealers in the area. They've got a large.
And all their people are really knowledgeable.
Right, they're knowledgeable, and friendly, easy to work with, and they're right across from the fairgrounds.
B&J Seafood, wonderful seafood there in James City.
Absolutely, and I just got back from the Outer Banks, and up there they had all kinds of signs about supporting local seafood and all that.
Yeah.
And I did go to my, like we always do annually when we get together like that, we go to the all-you-can-eat. Alaskan crab and shrimp, the seafood buffet with all, and we ate a ton of crab.
Speaking of Alaska, our kids in Alaska, our son and his wife, for Hal's birthday, gave him a certificate for B&J Seafood because they know how much we enjoy it.
And also North Carolina Fisheries Association, they participate as sponsors too.
Right, and God and Country.
God and Country. Christian Alliance,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Their banquet is coming up on the 20th of this month, and that is always a great event.
Right. Gerald Boykin, Lieutenant General.
Yes.
Jerry Boykin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Superior Court Judge, he's going to moderate. Paul Newby's going to moderate it, right.
So, a lot of interesting things coming up. We just had our... Craven County GOP just had a great event.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry I missed it. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson.
And he was in fine form.
As always. And Sheriff David Clark. So if you were able to attend that, you really got a good mixture that night.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Sorry I missed that. Okay, well, they mentioned our sponsors, so we're going to have to take a break and hear from them. And I invite y'all to come on out to one of our meetings and get to meet the crew. Rainer, you'll get to meet her, and she promises our windows and floors will be clean.
There you go.
So take a listen to our ads coming up and visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, tell you what, folks, it looks pretty dire in our current situation when you look around and see what's going on in the world. And you think, it just can't get any worse. And it does. It does. Yeah. It gets worse and worse. Look what's going on in Afghanistan. How low can this administration sink?
Yeah. What happened to no man left behind?
Yeah. Well,
should say person to stay in time. Well, kind of what I mean.
Yeah.
They took care of themselves and their friends, that's for sure. You know, I've heard some Marines and soldiers that are speaking out now against leadership and wanting them to be held accountable.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller.
He's one of them. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of the gentleman I heard this afternoon, but he was really calling them out. And he said, y'all didn't have any problem getting you out, you know. But what happened to our comrades?
Right.
They were there at the gate.
How about the ones that were killed?
They were there waving their passports.
Mm-hmm.
American citizens with passports. There were three planes sitting there, privately chartered planes, to take all of them out, and could have. And our own military wouldn't let them in the gate.
Well, the State
Dastardly.
Department gave the orders.
Yeah, I know.
State Department, right.
You know, I obey lawful orders. I think that's about the point at which I would have made my own decision.
Well, I think some of the military is waking up to that and saying, okay, enough's enough. These are not lawful orders. They're not constitutional orders. And they go against everything.
Well, do you know the pledge that two officers to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, now includes also the lawful orders? They've changed it in recent years.
Yes, Mary.
I listened to an interview today on Buck Sexton of Glenn Beck, and his group, along with David Barton of Wall Builders, had charter jets to bring people out, and the State Department was blocking them. And I think it's time we take a good look at our State Department. And these are not elected officials.
No, they're not.
They're accountable to the president, I believe.
Yes, it's part of the executive branch.
And I really think it's time to look at this because people died because of their decisions.
Right. Well, I think a lot of it was intentional. You look at the selections of who they let out. They let a lot of Afghanis out.
Not necessarily vetted.
They were not translators.
Were not vetted. I understand that the State Department was passing out blank visas.
Yes.
And just said, put your name on it. Okay.
And we'll let you through.
While American citizens with passports and others there that had visas already
were not allowed
out.
And the Taliban were provided lists of the Americans people who supported us over there, provided lists to them so they can go around and collect them up.
And kill them.
Kill them or whatever. I mean, they're cutting the tongues out of some of the people that translated for us, I've heard, and then killing them.
Well, Hal, I want to disagree with what you're saying there. Because was it Blinken?
Oh, he said he didn't give them
the names. What he did was he gave them the manifest of people that were going to board the aircraft. Well, what does a manifest contain but the names?
Yeah.
So we're parsing words again. Let's go back to what was it, President Clinton, I guess, with what is.
Yeah, well, that's not all they gave them. When they left Bagram Air Base, not just all the weapons and the tanks, the armored vehicles, Humvees, aircraft.
$85 billion worth, they said. $85 billion worth of equipment.
I have the number, hang on.
Black Hawk helicopters that are now flying around with people hanging from ropes, nooses.
22,174 Humvees, 634 M1117s, I have no idea what these are, 155 Max Pro mine-proof vehicles, 169 M113 armored personnel carriers, 42,000 pickup trucks and SUVs, 64,363 machine guns,
8,000
trucks, 162,043 radios, 16,035 night vision goggles and devices, 358,530 assault rifles, 126,295 pistols, 176 artillery pieces, 33 Mi-17 helicopters, 33 UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters.
Very, very top
secret. And a partridge in a pear tree.
43 MDS-30 helicopters, 4 C-130s, 23 something Super Tucano, and 28 Cessnas.
Yep. All left there, and no attempt to destroy it or anything else. I think that was by design.
Well, I think China, I think Russia, I think Iran will have all of our technology. Our military is thoroughly demoralized, and they are equipped to the nines. We have let in on those flights from Kabul and through our southern border, Lord knows how many enemies we've welcomed into our midst. Now, could anything possibly go wrong with this scenario?
Yeah, I think you'll be seeing it in the near future.
Actually. It's reported that that equipment is more equipment than the Australian Army has and more equipment than Israel has ever provided with.
Yep.
Several countries don't have that much equipment.
And I have a thought about this the State Department all being unelected. Most of the departments, the Department of Injustice, all the executive branches, they're massively full of bureaucrats, unelected, hired bureaucrats. Well, we've talked about term limits to do with people that we elect. I don't want that. I want that at the ballot box. But what I do want is a law that says anybody who works for the federal government has 10 years cumulative max, and then they're out of there.
Go find a real job.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying, not only all of that equipment, just imagine the computers, the data, all the paper records, the file cabinets full of stuff. I have no idea how much of that was just left there.
We have been compromised like never before. Treason has been committed here.
Yes.
You know, I'm changing hats a little bit. Where we have been compromised, an area that now we happen to live in a military community and a military retirement community, and the guys that fought, whether it's Vietnam or prior tours in Afghanistan or Iraq, PTSD is really, really right there on the surface. And first off, let me encourage anybody that feels that they're feeling that, please contact the VA immediately and get to talk about it. But secondly, I am so frustrated in knowing a number of people that are just really, really brought back to very, very uncomfortable days.
Bob, I have nightmares about it. What on earth could they be going through?
Oh, yeah. Think about the families back here that don't know.
The
don't
good
know
news,
what's going on with their family in that area.
The one thing that we are hearing about that I think is good news, the veterans that we know, particularly the Afghan veterans, are contacting each other to each other. And like we know of someone who, an Afghanistan veteran who was contacted by a friend who's a Vietnam veteran, who got a surprise visit from somebody, another veteran. So they are holding each other up.
Not only that, they have formed task force that have gone into Afghanistan and are responsible for getting hundreds, thousands out of there.
Bless them.
The Pineapple Express.
That's one of them, yes. All right, well, we have some entertainment at the other end of the table. And you have to see it to believe it. We have a cat is crawling up under the tablecloth and don't know what she's going to do when she gets there, but we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors and try to clear the table.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, Go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we got the cat out from under the table, Paul.
Temporarily.
It was very entertaining.
And right at the microphones that it knocked over.
Right. So, anyway, back to what we were talking about. Mary, you mentioned Glenn Beck and the Nazarene Project. They're flying numerous missions, bringing thousands out. It's a private venture funded by donations. So, folks, you can go to glennbeck.com or I think theblaze.com and look for information on the Nazarene Project. They've been in operation for a number of years. Wherever there's problems, they've been trying to... especially Christians that are being persecuted and in harm's way. But they've waived that now. It's not just Christians. Anybody that is targeted over there in Afghanistan, they'll bring them out. Also, they are branched off. They've got a group down in New Orleans, down in Louisiana, because of the storm damage down there. And you also mentioned the Pineapple Express. I can't remember the officer's name. He's a Green Beret vet. He's got that organized. They have done a number of missions getting people out of Afghanistan. Again, you can search for Pineapple Express, I believe it is. And there's a number of other organizations. But be careful. Don't get scammed. There was one organization that was trying to get donations to bring the dogs that were left behind out.
And dogs when the people aren't all out?
They were trying to get the dogs out, but they were also would bring people out for $6,000 a head.
Huh.
And so they were investigated because they were trying to get Glenn and some of the other ones to send them funds, and they found out that's a scam. It's not legit. Our heart goes out to the dogs, those service dogs, and their trainers, the people that had to leave them there. I'm sure they didn't do it willingly.
No.
It was under order, and it's a mess. The whole thing is a mess, folks.
It's totally un-American. It is just as far from our ideals and our normal behavior as you could possibly
get. Well, think
about
it. Look at this administration. How many people in there are anti-military?
Yeah.
How many people are in there want to defund the police? How many people in there want to take our flag down and do away with it? How many people in there are against the national anthem? They are anti-American people that have been put into our government, some of them elected. And I'm going to say this. When you look around and see this mess we're in, think a Democrat, because that's what it is.
Yep, and big money from globalists.
Yes.
That's been an enabler.
Also, folks, they were talking about it earlier. You talked about putting a 10-year limit on them. This is the
deep state.
The deep state, the senior services.
Yeah.
These people are appointed by previous administrations. Some of them have been in there for several decades now.
10 years max.
Right. And
that's what we need.
Term limits on elected people would not make any change.
No,
here.
What we need is we can do that at the ballot box if we do our jobs right, and we need to start doing our jobs as citizens.
And the thing is, when you bring in a new president, he can replace all of them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were replaced. But now they've been put right back in there.
Oh, yeah.
I think Rayner has a great idea about that, and I can tell you from personal experience. I was the assistant division head for a division up at the Pentagon. It was engineering and facilities. I have a degree in civil engineering. And anyway, I'd had a tour there. Now, an Army tour is usually 3 years at the Pentagon. I went a little over 3 years, close to four. But the person that was ostensibly the chief of that division was a civilian. The way he got there was at one point he was a lieutenant colonel in the Army, and he found out that those kind of jobs were available, and he stayed there and worked. There was a rule that he couldn't be paid for about 3 years or something like that, but long story short, he got that job, and he's held it forever. And I guess, I don't know whether he's still there or not, this was some time ago, but he was there for years and years and years. And the bottom line is it took me a while to find out what the heck was going on up there. You know, you come out of the field in another position, you go in there, you're assigned to the Pentagon, you're going to be there about 3 years, and you don't know, it's a puzzle palace. You don't know much about it when you first get there, and after a while you feel like you do. I reported to a general officer, and I got along with him really, really well, but he's kind of like me. He's kind of new kid on the block. These people, this ones you say they're appointed by a president, a past president, or those positions are very, very important, and they're there for so long that they're the one that knows how to run the shop there.
Right.
Yeah. Even the one on intelligence, he was appointed by the president.
Well, that's why so many of them stay there. They're so embedded that when the new administration comes in, they have to rely on the people that have the experience and the connections.
Well, sure.
You can't just carte blanche, wipe the slate clean.
No,
and start
but
over.
If you had a maximum of 10 years, they wouldn't be there forever.
Right.
There would be, it would, just in the natural flow of things, it would be differing lengths of time. Some people would have more institutional knowledge than would others, but it wouldn't just completely be gone.
I just want to read this from today. It's from the Conservative Treehouse. According to the data provided by the U.S. State Department, in the last few days, the total number of people evacuated from Kabul Airport was 122,000. Of those, 6,000 were American citizens, and 116,000 were Afghan refugees. The State Department admits the majority of the qualified Afghan people who assisted the U.S. during operations in Afghanistan, Afghan special immigrant visa applicants, did not get evacuated. So the question is, who are those 116,000 refugees?
And where are they now?
Yes.
They're here in our country, unvetted, and God knows where they're at.
Could they be Taliban?
They could be
anything. They could be. The best case scenario on that is that they are people who fled because they wanted to be free.
Right.
That would be wonderful. I mean, it wouldn't be great, but it would be better than the alternative.
Well, I'm sure there was quite a few of them, people that just wanted to, you know, save their lives, get out, get their families out, and have freedom. But the thing is, without going through a process of determining, or at least having a staging area where you can take them to until you can vet them, or you can provide safety and meet their needs until you can vet them.
So you don't know what's mixed in there.
You don't know.
No.
You don't know. Folks, some of you may call me crazy, may say it's I listen to many conspiracy theories or whatever, but I'm thoroughly convinced this is an orchestrated global initiative to take down our economy, take down our military, take down our country, and turn it over to the communist and communist China.
The one worlders.
Communist China is behind most of this with funding and money. They're buying up land all over. They've bought up all our resources. They're definitely interested in the minerals resources in Afghanistan.
Yes. Lithium.
Yep, the most lithium-rich place on Earth, I believe. And lithium is what makes all these batteries for your electric cars and your cell phones. And, you know, so we'd give all that away.
Yep.
Letting Russia do the pipeline thing. We were energy independent less than a year ago.
Yes.
And
Rick, about this conspiracy theory business, if things happen one after another that all lead in a certain direction.
It's not a theory.
That's right.
It's not a theory.
There comes a point when coincidences are impossible that aligned.
Okay, folks, and if you're listening to mainstream media all the time, that's part of your problem. You're constantly being fed bad news or fake news, and they're trying to tell you that everything that you hear from people like us is a conspiracy theory with no proof, just accusations. They just say it.
Well, about what you yourself have seen and put two and two together. You've got a perfectly good brain. Use it.
We can back up what we tell you with evidence, with the source documents. It's like with this coronavirus vaccine stuff. Yeah. The FDA now, two top FDA people are resigning. The truth is coming out from people within the CDC, the FDA, and other top
more
medical
unelected bureaucrats, I might point out.
The truth is finally coming out from them, but they're frontline doctors and a lot of other scientists and professionals have been saying for over a year now that the vaccine is what's killing you. It's not saving you. And if you're listening to nothing but mainstream media, you're not getting that information. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, drugs that have been around for decades, safe, proven safe, and they took them out. FDA wouldn't let you get them. You got to be some kind of blind, stupid individual, in my opinion, to think that there's not something going on intentionally here to destroy our country.
One bright spot that I feel that we have overlooked a little bit this evening, and that is that President Trump is still very, very active. He's endorsing candidates. He's backing people. He's helping them financially. He's communicating with everybody. I guess I get 5 or 6 emails a day from him. I guess a lot of people do. They're very short. You know, just take a minute to see what he has to say, a second or two, a few seconds, really. And he's living up to his promise. He's having rallies for various candidates and things like that, still drawing thousands of people to his events.
More and more every time.
More and more every time, that's right. And he's promised to make America great again.
Right.
But we need to help him. We need to get the elections right. And the only way to do that, there is so much to win by cheating that there is, unless people are punished severely for cheating, they will keep right on doing it. And if our elections are no good, our country is no good. Yes. We haven't got one.
All right.
So we need to focus like a laser on cleaning up our elections. And to me, that means every state ought to do a full forensic audit, as in the description on John Drow's website, which is election-integrity.info. There are the first, on the homepage, the 10th report on there describes perfectly what we need to do.
And folks, do your own research. Go out there and look. Here's an example. Search for TED Talks, Bill Gates, vaccines.
You just won't like it, but no. Look at it.
There's decades of him talking and telling you what they were developing, what these vaccines could contain, what they could do, having the heavy metals in them and being able to trace them, all the things. And the side effects of them was to reduce the population.
Yeah, make people sterile.
Right, sterilize. And, you know, you're starting to see that. And a lot of these people, that after they get the vaccination now, are having heart problems, having blood clots, having all the things. And the very doctor that invented the RNA, he's outspoken now about, he said over a year ago, nobody should ever get this stuff injected into them. Nobody. And he tells you why. And those videos are out there. All you have to do is do your own research, go and look. And the evidence is there. It's up to you whether you choose to believe it or not believe it, but at least go and look. Don't be spoon-fed a bunch of stuff that that has no source. It's just somebody's opinion. A lot of people are getting, can you believe this? They get their news and their facts off of late-night comedy shows. And they spread it. They repeat it, you know, like it's fact. And it's a comedian. And their opinion. So, folks, that's what CCTA is all about. We try to help educate. We do classes on the Constitution. We go out and search for the sources. Much of this stuff is on government websites. All these different agencies have their own websites, and the very information we're telling you about is on that website. It's required to be there by law. But you'll never see it if you never go look for it. And mainstream media is not going to use it as a source document for you because it goes totally against their narrative. But you can go to the patent site, U.S. patent website, and search for coronavirus. Just search for coronavirus. See how many patents have been out there for a number of years.
1999.
And you cannot patent something that nature makes. These have to be made by humans.
Right.
Think about that one.
So, well, Raina, the other half of that, you cannot patent something that nature made. And if you patent a human variant that's illegal to make those variants that they want to patent. So in either case, your patent is null and void.
Laws have been broken here.
So yes. Go to the U.S. patent site, search for coronavirus, COVID, and look at who's patented them. And do like you do with everything else if you want to find out where the problem is. Follow the money.
That's right. Fauci, I think, has invested a lot in his patents.
Fauci's up to his ears in it.
Right. Fauci is keeping this pandemic, and I please put that in quotes, alive. You'll because find, it is padding his pocket heavily.
If you do your research, you'll find he did the same thing with the HIV vaccines. Okay? He's been in it for quite a while. All right, let's take another quick break, hear from our sponsors. We'll come right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansburg, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to color or not to color, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we're going to wrap the show up here the last 10 minutes, 2 minutes apiece. Mary, you start it.
Okay. I want to talk about a court case in Cook County, Illinois, where a judge took away the parental rights of a mother because she didn't have a COVID vaccine. Now, the outcry was such that the judge reversed his decision, and then he recused himself from the case. But there is no judicial precedent for taking away visiting rights of a parent because they're not vaccinated. And the fact that this happened, that someone even tried this, is frightening to me.
Well, there was another one. They're threatening to take the kids away if they've been exposed to COVID. That was in the news today. I think it was Massachusetts.
And they're being ridiculous because they're not acknowledging... They're not acknowledging the fact that if you've already had COVID, that you have the immunity. They've totally discounted that.
Well, I don't know what to say to combat any of those liberal judges that do things like that, except not to put them in there in the first place.
Yeah, well... The way that happened, as Mary described it, was there was an uproar. There was an outrage. Those of us who are aware of things like that, that recognize the total impropriety of it, the total unconstitutionality of it, the total rushing into your right to privacy and getting in your private information, need to speak up. We can't depend on our government to do it. Our government is our enemy. So we have to protect ourselves and we have to protect each other. The day of sitting on the sofa and watching TV needs to be over.
Right. Yes. Well, the problem is it is happening. It's happening all over. Australia is really bad about it right now. In Europe, they're doing the same thing over there.
Australia has set up quarantine camps.
Yes.
For the unvaccinated.
And none of this goes with personal freedom or liberty or any of that.
No,
all that's
this,
being taken
this
away.
This is stars on people and boxcars, and this is Hitler's
this
Germany
is
all over again.
Okay, Hal?
Well, what I want to mention is that One American News has done a wonderful job of presenting some of the news surrounding the Afghanistan fiasco. And one of them that I remember was a heart-wrenching wife of one of the soldiers that was killed over there, the Marines that was killed over there. And she just talked about the callousness of the president, pretender Joe Biden, and especially when, in Dover Air Force Base, when he was there where the coffins were brought in, the flag draped coffins, and he was checking his watch and looking kind of impatient and that kind of thing. And this woman was just crying her heart out and saying, how can he be so callous? That man caused the death of my son or my husband, I believe it was. And it just was a horrible situation. And I get broken up over it myself. I'm having trouble talking about it because, you know, to be that callous when we used to have a no man left behind, and now we've got people left behind, even Americans not giving precedence over the Afghanis that wanted to get out. We've got crazy things going over there. But the worst thing of all to me is that the president, pro tem or whatever you want to call him, of the United States.
Is
pretend. He's so callous about the whole darn thing.
He is. All right, Rainer.
Well, my thinking has gone back to Sheriff David Clark. We alluded to a meeting at which he spoke earlier. I would like that back, please. One of the things that he suggested to all present, and there were between 400 and 500 people there, was that the time for debate is over. The time for discussion is over. The time for politeness is over. It is time to take to the streets. It is time for civil disorder. We need to let it be known that we are very unhappy with the way this thing is gone. It is unacceptable to us. We are unhappy with the election. It is unacceptable to us. So we need, and he pointed out that one or two people doing something or 10 or won't cut it. But if we had demonstrations in all the cities and towns across America about the election, for example, if it were massive enough, everybody couldn't be shut down. It would take large, large groups. So I think we need to work on putting together things like that. And also, I think we need to do that. Everybody needs to say to themselves, okay, I can't do this or that or the other thing. Put that aside. Let me see what I can do. And it might be that you're not strong enough to go marching in the streets, but you could run for school board. Or you could write an article for the paper, or you could call a bunch of people. There's no matter who you are, there are things that you could do. By George, let's do it.
I want to quickly add that the sheriff pointed out he was talking about a Martin Luther King type of civil resistance, peaceful, not this looting and burning.
Yeah, not George Floyd style demonstrations, but Martin Luther King. You're absolutely right, and that's a good thing to make a point of.
Well, he was correct. You're correct. It is the only way, folks, is that it's time for you to take a stand. It's time to be bold, speak out.
Yes.
All across the country, if you go to YouTube, you can find all kinds of videos of individuals, single individuals, that stood up at a school board meeting. Well, look right here in our own state, our lieutenant governor. How did he get on the path from not being politically connected or being a politician at all and end up to be lieutenant governor?
Started with making a speech.
He
before the
stood up for your rights at a city council meeting where they were trying to take your gun rights away. He didn't even own a firearm at the time, but it was a liberty that they were taking away from you, and he stood up for that on our behalf.
Bless him. Yep.
And he's still standing up for us, but that's what it takes. Those individuals that are bold enough to stand up and speak out, you will encourage others to do the same thing. So set an example, be at those meetings, and say your piece.
Rick, we also wanted to mention the fact that we were going to be by party on the elections here in Craven County in the future and the school boards.
Right. I was going to follow up because Rainer mentioned school boards, run for school board.
Right.
We've had four different candidates run for school board here from our organization.
CCTA.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And though we didn't win, we did make headway.
One of them did.
Yeah, she did, but she didn't get to serve. Her husband was a Marine and got state relocated outside the district, so she couldn't serve. But the whole point is, even though we didn't get elected, we didn't give up.
No, by
okay.
heaven. Thank heavens.
And our education chairman, Glenn Fink, is attending all the meetings and having quite a bit of input and quite a bit of success there.
He's doing a great job, isn't
right.
he?
Right. And Alan Harrop, he was one mm-hmm. of the candidates. He's also doing the same thing, showing up at the school board meetings.
It's Dr. Alan Harrop, too.
Right, with protest signs against
CRT.
Critical race theory. So we have a lot of people that are active, but folks, we need more. We need more people to step up and make their voices heard. Bob, real quick, they used up all your time.
They used up all the time. Okay, let's go back to the virus for just a moment. And you know the bit about being vaccinated or not vaccinated. The only advantage of vaccination apparently is if you get the COVID into your lungs, you may have a less severe case if it's in your lungs. But as far as transmitting it from person to person, vaccinated versus unvaccinated doesn't matter. You will still transmit it from person to person. So I don't have an objection to people that want to get vaccinated. I do not want somebody telling me I must get vaccinated.
And forcing our military, that's another thing.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
Okay. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today's show, you folks. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, CCTA, welcomes you at all our public meetings. They're the third Tuesday of every month. You can go to cctaxpayers.com and find out the information on our current plans for current meetings if we have those up there. So thank you for tuning in. Hope you'll come back again next week for CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.